Rumpole and the Golden Thread by John Mortimer. Read by Bill Wallace. Rumpole and the Genuine Article.
I would like to dedicate this small volume of reminiscences to a much-abused and underappreciated body of men. They practice many of the virtues most in fashion today. They rely strictly on free enterprise and individual effort. They adhere to strong monetarist principles. They do not join trade unions. Far from being in favour of closed shops, they do their best to see that most shops remain open, particularly during the hours of darkness. They are against state interference of any kind, being rugged individualists to a man. No, I'm not referring to lawyers. Will you please charge your glasses, ladies and gentlemen, and drink to absent friends, to the criminals of England. Without these invaluable citizens, there would be no lawyers, no judges, no policemen, no writers of detective stories, and absolutely nothing to put in the news of the world. It is better, I suppose, that I raise a solitary glass. I once proposed such a toast at a chamber's party, and my speech was greeted by a studied silence. Claude Erskine Brown examined his fingernails. Our clerk Henry buried his nose in his Cinzano Bianco. Uncle Tom, our oldest inhabitant, looked as though he was about to enter a terminal condition. Diane, who does what passes for typing in our little establishment at Equity Court in the Temple, giggled, it is true, but then Diane will giggle at almost anything and only become serious, I have noticed, whenever I make a joke. A devout barrister known to me as Sam Bollard, of whom more, unfortunately, in the following pages, took me aside afterwards and told me that he considered my remarks to be in excessively bad taste, calculated to...